This is a new shop, a new TIC, a tourist information center, new public toilets, which we wanted on the platform for a long time. One of the things we didn't have, I mean, it doesn't sound very exciting, I know, but the fact is, public would come down on a train, want a toilet, use the toilets. We didn't have any in the station. Now we've got them on the station, so it's wonderful, you know. This will allow us to sell more, we hope, obviously, and all selling more means we can put more investment in the railway. We're a not-for-profit company, so anything we make goes back into the railway anyway, like the Platform 2 developments and so on, you know. So if we can get some more money in, we can start to do the same kind of thing over the road there and develop the Platform 2 canopy and buildings and so on, you know.
And the facilities like the public toilets, it's important for Sheringham, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's also a public toilet, so it will provide the public at large with toilets at this end of town, and I think that's important too, yeah.
And you're looking good for the future, you say, about revamping the other platform.
Exactly, yeah. And, of course, if we're going to run to Cromer, which we are going to start doing now in a couple of weeks' time, running with dining trains to Cromer, that opens up all sorts of possibilities. We want to work with a new franchisee whenever that's announced. Of course, it hasn't been announced yet, but we've certainly had discussions with the three bidders, and they've been in constant talks with us about the idea of us cooperating with whoever the franchisee is in running trains to Cromer and perhaps beyond Cromer. We've certainly got the engine. You probably saw it passing the window. That engine that's on the end of the train there, which is called a Standard 4, is in fact a mainline engine, so it can go anywhere in the country.
We're really pleased that North Norfolk Railway agreed to take this and run it. In years past, whenever a TIC was under threat, they were closed. We were determined never to close them. First of all, at Wells, the Wells Maltings Trust took on the TI Tourist Information Centre there, and the railway here, they were very, very keen to take it on. So what we've got now, we've got really sort of amazingly good toilets. It's done like an 1890s building. It's just perfect Victorian station building. There's retail space for the railway. There are enhanced lavatory facilities for visitors, and there's a tourist information centre, which is for the benefit of Sheringham, but also the wider area. And the North Norfolk Railway is a major tourist draw, and it builds on the railway heritage of North Norfolk. People forget about a place like Melton Constable, that 100 years ago was second only to Crewe. They built wagons, they built carriages, and you know, it's part of the heritage, steam locomotives, and great boost for the town. And it's providing all the facilities, and it's working for the benefit of the people of North Norfolk, from the tourist promotion side, but also the benefit of the railway. So it's really excellent, and it's such a beautifully built building. A couple of weeks late, but well worth the wait, I think.
I can say it does look as if it fits in well, and it's such an important part of the town.
It is, yeah. It looks as if it's always been here. What was there before was tired, looking sorry for itself, but this is really good. It just looks as if there's been an original Victorian building that someone's cleaned the brickwork on the outside and repointed it, and it's just perfect. It looks as if it's always been there, and that's just the perfect building. And I think it's a major enhancement to Sheringham and for the tourism, and it's just nice to look at, whether you come down the hill and see it, or come in on the train, or sort of walk up from the town. So it's plus all the way around.